It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, have you joined us on our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if not, why not? Our WhatsApp channel is something that we set up a few weeks ago to keep you informed with everything and anything going on the Opinions Matter podcast. We will send you, for example, a link every afternoon when our podcast is live to let you know that it is live right now. We'll send you a link when the show is live on our Facebook page, which is most weekday afternoons. And if there's anything else we want to keep in touch with you about, we will do that on our WhatsApp channel. So, if you would like to follow us on our WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp with the words add me and send it to 085-825-2626. When you send us that, we'll send you a link back to the WhatsApp channel. It'll bring you straight to it and you just click follow and away you go. And you're part of the Opinions Matter community on WhatsApp. So once again, send a WhatsApp with the words add me. Send it to 085-825-2626 and we will send you a link back which will link you straight to our WhatsApp channel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You should do a topic on your podcast, but it has me speechless. I was dropping my child off at school yesterday, and I heard one of the mothers telling another mother that her daughter goes to school without breakfast sometimes 3 days a week because she hasn't got the money. And I wanted to slap her across the face because that is an absolute disgrace. There is no excuse for that. And I know she's rearing the kids on her own, but so am I. And I'd never let my kids go hungry. Never have. There's no excuse for this. But do you not think this is child neglect? You should highlight this today and I will ring in. And that was sent in to us earlier on by a lady whose name I don't actually have on this. Do you have her name?
Yes, was Avril.
Avril, okay. So, Avril, thanks very much indeed for contacting us.
Now, Avril was about to come on and I want to start off, this has nothing to do with the topic, but I want to say this as well because this is very important. So we had Avril lined up to talk to us to tell the story, and we put up these topics on Facebook every day so people know what we're talking about and they can comment on them, which most of you do, and thank you for that. And Avril just happened to comment in the comments section, and she was sent, when I say she was sent abusive messages, she was sent abusive messages by about, about 12 people, 12 of you who saw her comment on Facebook, realised that she was the woman in question, start sending her abuse. Now, where do you get off doing that? Like, whatever happened? So for that reason, she's...
Okay, so hang on. She's saying that this is child neglect, child abuse.
That's the issue. So well done to the people who sent her abuse. Well done. Whatever happened to someone not being able to have an opinion without you abusing her and sending... And it's so cowardly to send her a private message on Facebook. Anyway, thanks. Thanks for that. She's not coming on because of 12 gobshites.
Okay, the bottom line is what she is accusing this mother of is child neglect.
Well, and a lot of people... Well, it is neglectful not to feed your children. That is neglect. So she's
okay,
right.
Okay, but put yourself into this woman's shoes.
No excuse.
She can't afford it.
I don't believe it.
Well,
I do not believe it.
I was interested in this earlier on, so I did a bit of research. And 16.6% of school children in Ireland, yeah, are going to school or to bed hungry. 16.6% of children go to school or bed hungry because there is not enough food at home.
But there are so many charities that help out. I'm after Googling and there's literally loads of charities that will help you out if you're in need of food. Go to Bernardo's as well. I do not believe, and I'm open to be questioned on this, I do not believe that Avril, the woman that Avril is talking about, could not afford a loaf of bread. If you go into Dunn's or Tesco's.
Sorry, Jeremy, you're the same person who, if a mother ended up in court for robbing food for her children, you'd condemn
that mother as well. Oh, and I still would. But I'm saying is, you can go into Dunn's or Tesco's before closing, and they sell off the bread They sell off lots of stuff. At literally, you can get a loaf of bread for 70 cent. And in fact, I know that because I've often bought it and it's going off the next day. There is literally no excuse for not for your children going to bed. You can buy a packet of waffles, you know, not potato waffles, the other waffles that you just put syrup on or whatever. You can buy a packet of them for 1.50 in Lidl.
But if you don't have 150 in your pocket.
Don't believe it.
You don't believe that somebody can be in poverty.
No, I don't believe that somebody has no pot to piss in. Obviously, I believe certain people can be in poverty. I'm not stupid. I do believe that. But there are charities that will help you out. There are charities. And you would have to ask as well. And we could have asked Avril that question if you all didn't piss her off. But we could have asked Avril, does this mother smoke?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, everything, actually.
Okay, so the question we're asking today is, and like I said, we read up the statistics.
So you genuinely think she couldn't afford a pan of bread for 70 cent?
I'm not going to judge her for it. No excuse. How dare you? Child neglect.
Well, it is neglect.
Without even knowing her circumstances.
Do not.
This woman probably hasn't a single pot to piss in.
Do not feed your children. You have a job. As your parent, your job. It's your job and your duty. It's no one else's job and duty. It is your job and your duty to feed your kids. Yeah? Who else's job is it? Or should it be?
Our number is
0858252526.
Obviously, it's a parent's job to feed their children. But you haven't put yourself in this woman's shoes. That's really what I'm trying to say. You're not even trying to understand that people can be in a bad way. Glenn has been in touch.
How's it going? That's just about your post on Facebook. Maybe she only heard half of the conversation or whatever. Does she know the child? Does she know the background? Maybe the child has a certain type of filth leak, or does she know the child? Is the child have issues eating food or gives up on food quite easily? Because as a father, I see my child give up food quite easily. So, and it's a struggling parent. I don't know what it's like, but at the same time, my heart goes out for the woman that was honest and confident enough to say to someone for someone to overhear, and instead of keeping it to herself and trying to find a solution, is deciding is a child neglect or not without knowing the full facts.
Well, no, we have the full facts. The full facts is that she was overheard saying that she cannot afford to put bread on the table and bread or whatever the case may be, several days a week, that the child has gone hungry. It's nothing to do with the child not eating food. She says clearly in the message what she heard was, what's the exact quote? That she heard the mother saying that her daughter goes to school without breakfast sometimes 3 days a week because she hasn't got any money. It's not because she doesn't like cornflakes, for God's sake.
And you're condemning this mother for not having any money.
No. I'm not. I'm saying there are ways. You do not starve your child.
Margaret, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Margaret?
Not too bad, thanks, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Margaret. Margaret, 16.6% of children in Ireland go to school or to bed hungry every day. What do you think of that?
Well, it's not nice, but nobody knows anybody's circumstances, what parents' circumstances is. I'd just like to say one thing first. Jeremy, I'm furious at your comment you made that you don't believe people can't afford a loaf of bread. Do you know what it's like to be searching in the end of your bags trying to find enough money to buy a pint of milk?
No, what I said was... Margaret, what I said was that... that shops will sell them off half price sometimes. I'm forgetting about
it. But half price.
If you don't have the half price. Yeah. 70 cent.
So sorry.
I've often had to search the end of my bags trying to find a 50 cent and not being able to find it.
So you have been in that situation where you're literally scraping pennies together.
Been there, done that, and still doing it at the odd time. Now, luckily, my children are grown up, and I'm not in a position where my children would suffer. But, Jeremy, you're deluded, because there is people that literally do what I have to do the odd time. Literally search the end of your bag. Search on the floor in case you've missed something, down the side of the chair. Not everybody can find the 70 cent for the half price bread. I do agree with you, there are places you shouldn't go, but it's not as easy as you're making out.
It's not as easy as you're making out.
No, absolutely not.
I'm saying there's lots of charities out there that can literally help you out. And why hasn't she gone to these charities?
Yeah, but that takes weeks. No, because you have to ring them, then you wait for someone to come out to do I can't think of it now, to come out and see your circumstances. So it's not, it doesn't happen straight away. And it is awful, children going to school with no food. That I fully understand. But I was just annoyed with your comment because you've obviously never been searching around the end of your pockets or the end of your wallet to find 50 cents.
No, sorry, but when I grew up, there was times that my family didn't have a lot of money, but I'm telling you, we never went hungry. Other things went before that happened. So,
well, I agree with you because I was the same when I was a child. I was never left without that. And we
didn't have money.
Okay, but then you are agreeing with what Jeremy is saying that
your first circumstances priority have changed. No, times have changed. Times have changed. Back then, neighbours were brilliant. Everybody's door was open. If somebody was short of milk for the breakfast, they'd come and knock on your door if you had milk. If you didn't have bread, they might give you a slice of bread. Times were different.
Okay, so this lady, as I said, or as Jeremy said...
No, sorry, I don't buy that because I would imagine... sorry, I'm just talking about my situation. If neighbours of mine called into me tomorrow morning and said, little Darren, I'm being honest with you, Jeremy, I don't have any money in my purse, and my son Darren, he hasn't eaten this morning. I'd empty out my pantry and give it to them.
Yeah,
so you have to ask for help as well. You have to actually ask for help.
But it's not easy to say.
It's not easy. Your pride will stop. But again,
sorry, pride doesn't fill your child stomach.
Okay, again, let me go back to the point, Margaret. This lady was meant to come on the show. The lady who contacted us was meant to come on the show, but she was ripped asunder on our Facebook page over her comments that there is no excuse, that this is actually child neglect. Now, what do you say to that? Is it child neglect for your children to go to school or go to bed hungry?
That depends on your circumstances. And first of all, I do think it's wrong that people contact that lady personally and slate her, because everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I do think she was very wrong to put this forward to be spoken about on radio, because the people that person she's talking about was with, if they're listening to this podcast, they're going to know it's about that lady. And how embarrassing is that? So what she should have done was, or maybe what she could do is, maybe do up a basket, if she's in a position to do it, do up a little basket or a black bag with some cereals and little bits and pieces and leave it anonymously on her doorstep. Or if the lady drives a car, leave it by the front door of her car. Do something, but don't come on and embarrass somebody. The lady didn't say that lightly. Nobody lets the children go hungry lightly. I know there is circumstances people do, you know, people that may be on substances and stuff. I do know that goes on. But on the whole, most people would do anything for their kids.
Of course they would. Of course they would. And
anything.
Obviously, this lady and 16.6% of parents with kids going to school or to bed hungry are equally struggling financially. And your point is, have a bit more empathy for the financial crisis that this woman is going through.
Absolutely, because nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors. Nobody knows how much rent that lady's paid. Nobody knows, did she have to borrow money for Christmas to give her children some sort of Christmas, and she's trying to pay that back. Who knows if she borrowed money, she could have borrowed it off a loan shark that she has to pay back out of a few bob every week. Like, you know, you have to think of things like that.
But
you don't know what that woman's handing out for money.
Okay, but she was quite happy to tell the girl at her friend at the school gates that, so she's not embarrassed to talk about it. She told her friend
Maybe she was reaching out.
But that's what I'm saying. There's so many options there. We don't live in a third world country. We don't live in a country where children are literally dying on the side of the street from hunger. There are safety nets there. You know, there's children's allowance. I understand from what Avril said that she...
But listen to what Margaret said a couple of minutes ago. You, thank God for you, have never been in a situation where you're literally searching in the bottom of your bag or the bottom of your pocket for 50 cents to buy a half pint of milk.
Don't knock me for that, because I feel...
No, but you've no empathy. Ability to understand.
Should I be ashamed of myself because I feel...
No,
my
nobody
children?
Said that.
No, that's what you are saying.
No, nobody said
you
that.
Should be ashamed for what you said. Not because you're in a decent position. Fair play to you. And I would never badmouth anybody in a position like that. It's great you've got yourself to that position. But not everybody is that lucky. But have a bit of empathy for the people who are genuinely struggling, genuinely have to prioritise the money. Maybe she has to prioritise the money to put a roof over her head so they're not in a family hub somewhere. Maybe going without breakfast 3 days a week is better than sitting in a family hub 7 days a week. Because she hasn't been able to pay the rent or pay her half, or whatever it is.
Okay, so your point is, please try and be a bit more understanding for the crisis that some people may be going through.
Can I just
read a message out from John? John, who's a regular caller on this show. There's no excuse, this is for you, Margaret, there's no excuse for kids going hungry today. You beg, borrow or steal to make sure there's food on the table. Bollocks, enough excuses.
Well, then he's obviously not in a position where he's had to do that. Because nobody knows what goes on. As I've said a couple of times, nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors, how that lady is struggling. Now, if she's a lady that maybe, I don't know the lady, obviously I don't know, but if she drinks or smokes, then there's no excuse for them children going to school hungry.
Okay, but we don't know if that's the case. We don't know.
Nobody knows the circumstances, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, stay there for a moment, please, Margaret. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Well, is there any excuse for children going to school or going to bed hungry?
Adrian, I'm on your side today. I think schools should actually have an option that basically that should be bread and milk provided. Toast, milk, if families can't afford them. I was in a position years ago when I left my job. I left a corporate agency and I had to start over my own, and I had €5 left after I paid off everything, and I struggled. You know, I had a daughter. I was lucky I had about a little bit on an account, and I was able to feed my daughter, but I totally understand. Now, I went through a situation, I lost triplets over Christmas. I wouldn't have been able to afford them. And I just don't think that it's in any way righteousness to say to anybody that they can't do that or give out, and it's not as left.
Okay, so sorry to cut across you. Sorry, what did you say there a moment ago? You lost triplets before Christmas?
Yeah, no, it was in half due to Christmas time.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
It's okay. But that's God's will. I wouldn't have been able to afford them.
Had you carried these babies to term, you would have been in a very difficult financial position.
I wouldn't have been able to manage. No, I wouldn't have been able to manage them. I wouldn't have been able to afford three kids. I already have a 20-year-old. I'm 38. I wouldn't be able to have another one. But Lola,
in this situation, the girl that Avril heard outside, you know, that horse has already bolted. She already has the children. The child is in secondary school, so the child...
She shouldn't be put under that pressure. It's an awful thing. There is so many services out there. I had to reach out at one stage when I left my job. I started working for myself and I had a back injury. I had to reach out. It was embarrassing. And I built myself back up again. And there is people who are kind. But you should never say anything to anyone like that. You should never judge people. You should, if anything, love your neighbour like you love yourself. A loaf of bread, whatever that you said earlier on, you know, drop at the doorstep if need be.
You see, I'm confused now, Lodi. You said you agreed with Adrian, but then you just said a second ago, you said there's lots of organisations out there that will help. And that's all I said. That's all I've been saying, and I'm being made out to be...
That's what I'm saying to you.
No. Hang on for a second. What you said, Jeremy, you agreed with this lady, Avril, that there is no excuse for a child going to school hungry.
No, you do. And, you think it's
child neglect.
Well, apparently, someone just pointed out that you can buy a bag of oats in Aldi for £1.59.
But if you don't have £1.59, how do you get it?
You don't.
Exactly.
Did you not hear what Margaret said? She had days where she was searching the bottom of her bag for 50 cents.
I get that.
You don't. You're absolutely talking down to people.
I'm not talking down to
because you've no clue. You have no idea how difficult it can be. Lola, stay there for a moment.
Sorry, I do, because we grew up...
Stop it. Yes, I did grow up very little. You didn't grow up in poverty, okay?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, Adrian. Every school in the country has a breakfast club now.
Do they all have one?
Every school in the country, they may be deaf school. It started off in deaf schools. They all have a breakfast club. If you bring your child into school, it might be like before 8 a.m. in the morning. It's very discreetly done. And they'll get cereal, toast, tea. It's all very, very discreet. there's no excuse for a child coming in hungry to school if the parents can't afford.
Okay, but is it not just in DESH schools? Because I'm just I'm asking Jeremy here beside me. Jeremy, your child is...
Not that I know of. I've never heard of a breakfast club.
In your son's school?
In the school. No, I've never heard.
Yeah, every school now. It was rolled out last year. It was originally DESH schools in DESH areas that there was a breakfast club. In my daughter's school, my daughter fortunately was never... had to attend the breakfast club, but there were children in her class, but my daughter was never aware of it. The children were brought in like half an hour beforehand, and as I said, there was toast, there was cereal, there was tea, there was hot chocolate. And last year it was rolled out to every school in the country.
No, well, I have to tell you, you're actually wrong. It hasn't been rolled out to every school in the country. In fact, an article in the Irish Times only 2 weeks ago said there are increasing calls for an expansion of the breakfast club scheme.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought it had been rolled out.
No, it's only in DESH schools. So,
apologise.
No, sorry,
and it's not even in all DESH schools.
No, a third of DESH schools, it says. Almost a third of DESH schools. So, like, there's a lot that don't. Anyway, my son's school doesn't have one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologise.
Okay, but let me go back to the point of this conversation, and that is Avril, who's the lady who contacted us in the first place, arguing that there is no excuse under the sun for a child going to school hungry. She classed it as child neglect.
I'd agree with that. There is, like, if you go to any Tesco or Dunn's, like, just before they close in the evening, like, all their bread is reduced literally to cent. It's, you know, you can get, like, cooked chicken that would have been $6.49 and it's down to $2.49.
But again, the point was made earlier.
Sorry,
on.
Catherine, when I said that about 10 minutes ago, and Adrian screamed the head up.
If you don't have $2.49,
say that to Catherine. Say it to her.
I will say it. And Catherine, you just heard Margaret a couple of minutes ago saying that there were times that she was searching around the bottom of her bag for 50 cents.
Yeah, but why?
Because she had no money. She had no money.
What did she spend her money on? I mean, the most important thing to spend your money on is to feed your child. I mean, cigarettes, alcohol, rent even is secondary. You feed your child and you know.
Okay, I can't answer that question as to what she spent her money on, but all I do know is that a lot of people are literally down to their final pennies by
the end of the week. I've been there. I've been looking in old coat pockets and I've been there looking in like old handbags hoping to find money. But my child never, ever, ever went hungry because the priority is feeding the child and making sure.
So when it comes to feeding a child, as far as you're concerned, that comes before anything else. Getting food into your children comes before anything else. It comes before paying off a loan shark. It comes before your rent. It comes before everything.
Yep, 100%. 100%.
So
the loan sharks can wait.
Some of them are very inclined to want to wait now, in fairness.
Well, I can't really answer that because I thanks be to God, I've never been in contact with a loan shark, thank God. But as far as I'm concerned, like, you feed your child, you look after your child. It comes before paying my mortgage. It comes before my car insurance, car tax. It comes before everything else.
Well, stay there for a second because Margaret wants to get back in on this conversation. Are you there again, Margaret?
I am indeed, yeah.
You're annoyed with what you're listening to.
Well, I'm just annoyed with what Catherine said. Not everybody drinks or smokes. I have never smoked in my life. I never even tried one. And I haven't had a drink, I'd say, since I was 19. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't go out for nights. I don't go to the cinema. I don't have social nights out.
And Catherine, because Catherine, you said, I wonder what she spent her money on.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I didn't. I said cigarettes and alcohol. That was just an example. That was nothing to do with you. It was just
I know that, but what I'm trying to say is, just because people are struggling doesn't mean that the money they receive every week or the wages or whatever the financial income is, it doesn't mean to say it's getting squandered on something else that's not urgent and relevant. And in my opinion, it's much more important to keep a roof over your children's head 7 days a week, and for them to, but maybe they're not going to school hungry. Maybe they're just going without breakfast. It doesn't mean that they're not going, they're going hungry.
Okay, well, apparently, it may not be the case in this case that Avril is talking about, but according to statistics, 16.6% of children are going to school or to bed hungry because they're living in poverty, basically.
Well, it could be worse. They could be living in a family hub, and have you seen the state of some of them, and it's just to put not that my point I wanted to get across to Catherine was, and I understand where she's coming from, because there are people that do spend their money on drink and drugs and socializing and let the kids take care of themselves. I'm not saying she's wrong in some cases, but definitely not the majority of cases. Majority of mothers will do anything they can for their children. They'd give their life for their children, but sometimes you're in such a position where You literally have nothing. And not everybody has family. Not everybody has a brother or a sister or a mum or a dad that they can say, look, may I borrow €20 till I get my next pay or whatever. Not everybody's in that position or has a supportive family around them. And I'm sure that mum is doing the very best she can if her situation is, as I said, it's literally there isn't enough money to go around and it's not being spent on luxuries and nights out and pub and all that sort of stuff. But there are people that are genuinely, genuinely struggling back years ago and still struggling now.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, with all due respect, if you bring a child into the world, your job is to provide for them. And regardless of your mortgage, your rent, your loan chart, I don't know, your job is to basically protect them, feed them, keep them safe and warm if possible. I understand that, it's crazy these days that people simply don't have the money, but their priority shouldn't be for the parent or parents to have meals or stuff. Your priority is, as a mother, you will starve yourself to feed your child. Yep.
I agree with you.
Ladies, can I read out a message from you from... sorry, keep my name out of this. Okay, one. This is a girl. It's amazing how you talk to people regularly and you don't know anything about them. This caller, regular caller on our show, and she said, please keep my name out of it for obvious reasons, but I was an alcoholic. And I'm very sorry to hear that, C. Just call her C. I'm sober 3 years now, and even in the stage where I drank every night, my children, and then she puts in block caps, never went hungry.
Yeah.
So in other words, this lady was drinking nearly all of her money, but the kids still got fed.
You put your children before addiction.
Yeah, that's the mama bear. You're instinctively you protect your young as an animal. We're all mammals. The priority is the children are fed. Okay,
but Catherine, you believe there is no excuse. Where Margaret, you believe you need to listen to people's story before judging them and condemning them for their kids going to school hungry.
Absolutely, because you don't know this unless you know their circumstances. There are people that are genuinely really, really good parents, would give their life for their children. But if you haven't got the 149 or the 159 or whatever it is for those oats from Lidl or Aldi, wherever it is, You just don't have it. It's not that you're being a bad parent. You literally, where are you supposed to get it from if you don't have a supportive family or anybody that you can turn to? Well, doesn't mean you're not doing your best for your children.
Have a listen to this message. The lady who contacted us in the first place was Avril, okay? And Avril has sent us a message on WhatsApp just a moment ago. Have a listen to this, Margaret. It says, don't call me. I've no interest in talking to your listeners. They are bullies. That mother's daughter was going around the estate on Christmas morning on a brand new bike. I've no problem with that, obviously, but she also wears Nike Jordans on sports day, and that came from my son because he wanted a pair when he saw hers. Your listeners know nothing. So in other words, what Avril is claiming is that this mother wastes money, basically, and spends it all in the wrong places.
Well, no, Santa had to come, obviously.
I know that, yeah.
I think bringing the bike up is a bit petty, to be honest with you, because Santa had to come. But the Nike Jordans, yeah.
Well, but that backs up exactly what I said. It depends on the circumstances. Some people are very genuine and don't have money. But in fairness, if you go out and buy Nike Jordans for your child, then there is absolutely no excuse for your child going hungry. None whatsoever.
Margaret, stay there for a moment if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this.
I'm looking up Nike Jordans. Now, my son has a pair. But he got them. We got them in. Maybe he got them in America. We got them in Spain.
Oh right, yeah.
Off one of the.
They're Nike Jordans, are they?
Yeah. Nike Jordans. Yeah, but they're 139 quid or whatever the case may be. But they could be fakes. But again, yeah, if you're giving off the impression that you don't have anything, and then your kids are walking around in Nike Air Jordans.
Ed.
Well, my question is, where does she live? Does she live on the street or what? Because, like, if she can afford the house, or if she can, like, rent the house or whatever, if she bought the house, or, like, the main question is, does she live on the street or does she live under a roof? Because if she lives on the roof, there's absolutely no fucking excuse whatsoever not to feed your child. If you have money to pay for your roof over your head, you have money for the motherfucking food. Like, seriously now. Like, if she was homeless, I would have understood. But my question is, does she have a roof over her head? If she does, no excuse for you. And to be honest, there are, like, breakfast clubs in school nowadays. Like, when I was in school myself, I did have a breakfast club that actually provided you the food for free. So that was actually handy. But whatsoever, you should feed your child or you should hand them into a foster care. Because if you're not feeding your child, you're not a good parent. End off. That's my opinion, lads. Thanks.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, John. What do you want to say on this?
Yeah, this is a heavy one, you know. Look, you know, it's, no matter what happens, you know, we get paid every week, and the first thing we do is we go do a food shopping. That's the first thing, you know, and that's, I presume, everybody does. And then it's the bills, Adrian, you know. So whatever bills then you have to be paid. And I get that. You have to keep a roof over your head. You have to pay the gas, the ESP, whatever it may be. But food is number one, and it should always be number one. You know, there is no excuse. And I don't care what anyone says, you know. I told you, I was there a few years ago, Adrian, when the pandemic hit. I was waiting on my pandemic payment to come true, and it was literally took 2.5 weeks. I hadn't got a penny. Nobody had money, and everybody was waiting on pandemic payments. And I told you that I walked out of Dunstores with a trolley full of shopping.
I remember that.
Now,
yep.
That's something that I'm not proud of. But I tell you what, I do it a fucking again and again and again and again. If I was arrested, I'd still do it again if I had to. Because the fact of the matter is, I wouldn't see my kids go hungry. Never will I ever.
Okay, so your point is that you would beg, borrow, and steal before your children go hungry.
I would go, I'd be locked up for them. I'd do time for them, literally. You know, that's it.
Okay, so when you hear that almost 17% of kids in Ireland go to school or go to bed hungry, what do you think of their parents?
It's a fucking shock. I never even knew it was that high, Adrian. I never knew it was that high. And look, you know, I don't know what circumstances they're in, but I just don't take it. If anybody said to me, you know, and they tried to come up with an excuse and say, no, there's none. I'm not listening to it. You know, I shoplifted for my kids. I done what I done. You know, I done it for us, you know, and that's it. I don't care. I don't want to hear excuses. I've heard that lady there. Oh, she could be this, she could be that. No, there's food initiatives out there. There's CrossCare. There's the St. Vincent de Paul. There's the Simon Community. I could be here all day naming this. The Simon Community have a cafe in town. I used to deliver to it, and they serve breakfast, dinner, and tea every day of the week. There is no excuse. There's no fucking excuse. Not one.
We've had conversations on this show in the past about people who have, like you, stolen food in order to feed your children. You would have more respect for somebody who would do that than let their children go hungry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 110%. I take their hats off. I take my hat off to them. Of course I would. You know, because at least they're trying. At least they're doing something, you know. Absolutely, of course I would. You see, the Simon community and all them food banks weren't open because of the pandemic that I could have hit. And I remember people saying to me, oh, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? There was nobody out. The pandemic was hit. Nobody was going nowhere. You know, the supermarkets were open and they were buzzing like beehives. You could get away with anything. And I knew that in my own head. I said, this is going to be an easy one, this one. And it was. And I'm not afraid to admit it. And I do it again, as I said. And then here, you know, like I said, okay, you just said this.
Jeremy, I remember that the time we spoke to John about having stolen from stores, whatever that was. And I also remember you absolutely ripping him asunder
for doing it.
Yeah. And yet, his priority was to make sure his kids were fed.
Okay, now, I can never condone shoplifting and theft and stuff like that. But I will agree with one thing he did say. And that was that you will do anything not to let your kids go hungry. And you will.
Absolutely.
But yeah. So why did you rip him asunder then when he told that story originally?
Let me finish. There were other things you could have done, bar shoplift. I mean, you could have gone to one of the charities. I mean, you look at those...
I told you already, they weren't open, Jeremy. There was the pandemic. They weren't open.
No charities open, wasn't it?
That was because of the pandemic. Everybody was afraid to touch each other, go near each other, cough at each other. You know it. Okay. It was all the same.
If you were in dire straits, yes. If my children, if I went home and, you know, things were in dire straits and my children were literally screaming, my stomach is killing me, obviously you would go in and there's not a parent who wouldn't do that. But you would exhaust every other opportunity first or every other...
Well, there wasn't any other opportunity. No. Why I've done it.
Okay, yeah. So to the 16% or 17% of parents who have kids that are going to school hungry, you're saying, well, go out and rob them food if you have to.
Well, do anything you can. Simon Communities are there, Cross Care is there, the Dublin, there's so many different places there that are offering help to people. And, you know, you just lift up the phone and ring them. There's another guy there, Liberty Super on Chris. He's an amazing guy. He helps people and he goes out and he does different areas every day. You know, there's so many places out there, Arjun and Jeremy. You know, today of 2025, there is no excuse not to be feeding your kids. No excuse.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Eileen. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good, thanks, Eileen. Well, what did you want to say on this? Is there any excuse in 2025 Ireland for almost 17% of kids going to school or to bed hungry?
No, I don't believe so. I think it's actually a disgrace. I don't know how it's happened because, well, personally, I think it's not that expensive, especially with one child, to just even go into discount or whatever in Tesco and just get, I don't know, porridge and a cereal for the week or 5 days for going to school. I don't think it's that hard.
If you don't have it, though, you don't have it.
If you don't have what, Adrian?
If you don't have money, you don't have it. Literally. Well, you heard the lady at the start of this show who has on regular occasions found herself searching for 50 cents in the bottom of her handbag because she didn't know money.
We also heard on the show a few minutes ago, we also heard from someone who was a chronic alcoholic, drinking every night of the week, and still put her children's hunger before her addiction. If you can push, if you can do that, you can do anything.
Yeah, and there's a wide range of, like, benefits people can apply for in the country. How could you not just even have €20 for the week for your kids? I don't understand it.
And as far as you're concerned, then, no child should ever go to school hungry. It is down to bad parenting.
Well, I didn't say the words bad parenting, but it's definitely, I don't know how you can manage that. How do you not have money just even for breakfast during the week? Because there's a lot of ample opportunity in the country to at least get €20 for the week. So, yeah, I don't know how that's feasibly possible.
Again, like I said already, if you don't have money, you don't have money. You can't make it up out of fresh air. What do you want the woman to do? Go into prostitution or something to make money? Go and rob, like John was saying. No, that's not the answer. And the point of this conversation is to try and have a bit more empathy to somebody who hasn't got a pot to piss in. Okay, I'm not hearing that empathy at all.
Well, have you ever fallen on hard times, Eileen?
Well, it was a while ago now, but I still had hard times, but I'd never have an absolutely empty bank balance because there was always, you know, the payments there from the government once a week. There's a child benefit. So I never ran low on money to feed my kids. I ran low on money to keep the house running well, but I never couldn't send them to school hungry.
So the point that was made earlier on, your number one priority was feeding the kids and then all the rest.
And by the way, sorry, Eileen, I agree with you. Mr. People Before Profit here sitting beside us who's making out that he knows what it's like to...
I didn't say I know what it's like.
You live in your ivory tower.
I never said I know what it's like. I at least have a bit of empathy for somebody who's
You don't
broke.
Have empathy because you can't empathise with somebody.
Of course I can.
No, you don't, because you don't understand what that's like. You don't understand what that's like.
You don't have to understand it to have empathy.
Oh no, I have empathy. I have empathy for anybody who's struggling. But you're going on there like you're Mr. People Before Profit there.
I'm not.
Feed everybody. You've never had to, your kids have never wanted for anything.
Thank God.
So get off your high horse. I'm not on any high horse, you fool.
I'm merely arguing that you need to have a bit more sympathy and understanding for somebody who's fallen on hard times.
Because you can't have understanding for something that you've never experienced
yourself. You're talking shite now.
Yes,
Martin.
Good afternoon, lads. I think people are kind of missing the point here. That woman has no money because there's a cost of living crisis. Now, you shouldn't let your kids go to school hungry. I agree with Jeremy. You can, a loaf of bread is less than a euro. But, like, the food is so expensive and fuel is so expensive because of government policies. Like, that's the bigger picture. The reason kids are going to school hungry is because of the government that we've just voted back in again. So I think we need to take a step back and look at that. And maybe she should herself need to look at her lifestyle choices. Do you know, and I know rent is high and other bills are high, but you need to get your kids fed.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Martin. And finally, Helen.
If I heard a mammy at a school gate saying her child was hungry, first of all, I personally would help her, and then I would talk to the school. The school has money there to help. Most schools do breakfast clubs now if they're in the Desh area. So stop bringing in podcasts and talking about this and go and help the woman. That's really for Avril instead of gossiping on a podcast. Go and help the person and talk to the school.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Helen, for your message.
Jeez, if nobody contacted our podcast, we'd be sitting here just twiddling our thumbs, playing rock, paper, scissors.
And talking of which, if there is anything that you want us to debate on the Opinions Matter podcast, you can send it to us any time of the night or day on WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. No matter what it is, we will definitely consider talking about it. Or you can send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. And that's just about it from this latest episode of Opinions Matter. Thank you very much indeed for listening. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and enable notifications on your phone. And that way, you will get a notification every time we upload a new episode, which is now 7 days a week. Every single day of the week, we have a new episode of Opinions Matter. Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.